Well, Lee, we're finally getting a look at what Joe Biden's money bought in Iran.
Okay, yeah.
Just to recap, 12,000 body bags. You should see the video that is coming out of Iran. You can, it's all over X. I mean, nobody does a better job on Earth covering reality than X. It's just up there, unfiltered and uncensored. Mainstream media barely covering this. Folks, ICE kills one person in self-defense, and the left-wing media covers it 24-7. Some saying as high as 20. The number that the exiled crown prince of Iran is giving is 12,000. Human rights groups echoing that number. 12,000 innocent people murdered by the Islamist regime. They're literally just gunning them down with machine guns mounted on turrets. And barely a peep from the mainstream media. UN Human Rights Council condemnation, zero.
Yeah.
UN General Assembly, emergency session, no. Resolutions, no. UN Security Council, any resolutions, 12,000 dead, anything, no resolutions, nothing. I have nothing to see here. Any emergency sessions? No. But then, who sits on the UN Human Rights Council again?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
The people who will execute you as a woman for showing your hair.
Yeah.
That would be Iran. So, Lee, I don't even know if the mainstream media would be covering this at all in this country, the liberal media, if it weren't for X embarrassing them to into doing some little things.
Well, also the Trump administration getting ahead of the curve here and actually being willing to have an influence on definitely a human rights and what may soon be a civil war in Iran.
Yeah. Meantime, when it's not as sexy, but when it comes to seeing how long Iran's going to last, five Iranian banks are reported by the Wall Street Journal to be on the brink of collapse, including the bank SEPA, one of Iran's three largest banks, the primary bank for the IRGC and the Iranian military. So what is going on here? Trump has them on the ropes. Without the Democrat money propping up this regime, these people would not be in body bags today. They would be home with their families. You are seeing who Obama sent pallets of cash to. And it's horrifying.
I just have to make this little side point here, Tara. This is something I was thinking about yesterday. We were in a situation with Joe Biden as president where it was like, who's the world leader? It's a multipolar situation. Not anymore. There is no question the most powerful person on the planet Earth right now is Donald J. Trump, period. Whether you like him or not, it makes no difference. This one individual is guiding and has an influence on every major international thing that is going on, whether it is the Ukraine war, whether it is China and Taiwan, whether it is Middle East terrorism, whether it's the Palestinian issue. His hands are in this. He has an influence on it. You've got Russia on the ropes because they're still bogged down in a war. Somebody made this point the other day. It has taken them longer, and they are still continuing a war in Ukraine. And that has gone on longer than their war against the Nazis in Germany in World War II. You've got Russia, who has now lost their allies, Venezuela. Cuba doesn't make any difference anymore. Iran may soon be gone. Syria. So you've got that situation. You've got him opposing the Chinese. We have the capture of Maduro in Venezuela with what looked like an overwhelmingly technological as well as military victory in that situation that no other military on this planet could have taken off without serious damage. We've got a situation where it's a unipolar world once again, as it was after 9/11.
And what's so interesting is Trump is actually not striving for that.
Exactly.
He's striving for the opposite.
Exactly. And I know people are going to say, well, this is not America first. Oh, it is. It is. Because it is America first, because what he is doing militarily, economically, and diplomatically is protecting the American people and is expanding the American economy. And that is America first. because that benefits the American citizens. That benefits when the economy improves, the American citizens improve. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight or transgender. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, any other nationality. It doesn't even matter if you're here in this country legally. You are going to benefit as an American resident here because of what he's doing if this all works.
What's been so shocking to me, Lee, our side, and I see a lot of this, how quickly we forget our own history.
Yes.
With people on our side saying, well, it shouldn't be a foreign war. Leave Iran alone and let those people overthrow the government. I'm sorry. When Iran sends, I can't say this enough times, assassins to kill Donald Trump three separate times since 2019, our soil, it's on. That's an act of war.
Well, also their support of Hezbollah and Hamas, and there are agents of that in this country.
Just so you know, they also sent them to kill Trump's inner circle. They tried to kill Pompeo. They tried to kill John Bolton.
Yep.
And I don't know why people on our side don't know the names. Farhad Shakiri, Carlisle Rivera, Jonathan Loldholt. So we, and then there's actually another one who is a Pakistani who was recruited by Iran, came in to the country to kill Trump. So we're done. The Iranian mullah had the Ayatollah, of Iran has put two separate death sentences on Trump, none on Democrats.
Fatwas, I guess.
Yes, fatwas. And look, when you wire $100 billion to keep the Iranian regime in power, as Biden did, or you send it in wire transfers and pallets of cash, as Obama did. It's $200 billion total: $100 billion Obama, $100 billion for Biden. Iran will kill to keep a Republican out of the presidency. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't want your next Republican presidential candidate campaigning from a bunker, or God forbid, shot by the next group of Iranian assassins, let's take this golden opportunity that we have to finish them. Do it Soleimani style. I don't care how you do it. This is a major national security concern. I am tired of worrying about the fourth assassination team, Lee, because it's coming if it's not already here.
Well, there are going to be consequences, both good and bad, to anything that happens, whether we do this or not. I mean, let's just face it. I'm tired of hearing people being worried about doing things. I was excited about hearing about the British getting involved with us on taking care of these Russian ghost fleet oil tankers and doing the sanctions. Britain's very good on the seas, as we well know, and they still are, even though they are a declining empire. They are still very good at that. And they are being threatened daily by the Russians. There's all kinds of activity that people are not hearing about in this country that Russian ships are doing right off the coast of Great Britain, and things that they're doing in the oceans that are trying to disrupt communications lines and all kinds of other things. There's all kind of activity. I'm glad to hear the British are willing to go with us and say, we're going to do away with these Russian ghost ship oil tankers and cut off their supply of funding for what they're doing in Ukraine. That's an excellent plan. That's an excellent strategy. That is international cooperation with an ally.
And it makes you ask, why on earth didn't Biden do any of this?
Exactly. Thank you so much. That's exactly the thing. Because Biden always talked, it was sanctions and no action. And sanctions without action are pointless. They aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Biden didn't take any action. Democrats are getting a cut.
None. Sanctions were the action. All they want is symbolism over substance. And they're afraid to take any action. And listen, even if you don't take action, there are going to be consequences. And we've seen that. We have seen that.
Look, the Uniparty showed its hand here when they went wild because Trump did what? Enforced the sanctions that they passed in a bipartisan manner.
Exactly.
The reason Iran is on the ropes right now is because Trump cut off the transfers of the billions of dollars. The Iranian leadership cannot exist without it because they can't keep the people down without the money from the Democrats coming in, the billions of dollars, $100 billion under Joe Biden. But two, the final death blow, and this is why this is going so fast. You've really seen this just go bam. As soon as Trump blockaded the Venezuelan ports, that's how Iran was moving much of its oil.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and by the way, none of that is Trump acting like a king or a dictator. Again, he's just enforcing the sanctions Congress passed. And before he did it, he got a court order. based on the sanctions which gave him this power, okay? This has always been on the books, but the Uniparty, and especially the Democrats, were fine with it. Why? They were getting a cut of the money. Iran would sell the oil through the Venezuelan ports. Venezuela is also sanctioned, by the way.
Right.
So is Russia. Russia was moving some of that oil. That's what. Remember when we stopped the tanker?
Yep.
The tanker was sanctioned because it was moving oil for Iranian terror groups.
Right.
Now look at who took possession of it. Russia. See what Trump did? He said, no, I'm going to bring Iran down. I'm just going to blockade the port. I'm just going to cut it off with the military. He has every right to do it. And now what? Less than a month later, Iran and the mullahs, they're all on their knees. Why? Because we were always letting them do this. And to make sure they survived, we were transferring the money. Where did money come from? The $100 billion? Nobody even understands our history on this, especially not on our side. It's very frustrating. Where did the money come from, the $100 billion? Why was that sitting in various bank accounts and tranches that Joe Biden gave the mullahs for their nuclear program, but also to keep them in power, run those poor people over with machine gun turrets? Why on earth was it sitting there? Anybody know? It was sitting there because Trump enforced the sanctions in his last term. Not as good as he's doing this time, blockading the Venezuelan port. And he collected it. And you remember, Iran was on its knees when Trump went out of office. I think that regime would have collapsed had Trump stayed much longer. And you know I said that over and over, Lee.
Yeah.
Trump had him on the ropes.
Yeah.
They didn't have food. The mullahs were going to go. And then Joe Biden came in, went to the bank accounts, unleashed the money that Trump had frozen. And look what the Democrats brought. Look who they're in league with. Look what they do. 12,000 body bags. Practical silence on their side. They don't care if it goes to 20, 30, 40, 50. They don't care. They want dictators in office. Why? Because those Iranians then turn around, as I play you that audio almost every day, and what do they fund? The Democrat street protest in America. They're getting their cut, folks. And it ends. We need to end the Iranian regime. We need to kill the leaders as we did Soleimani. I don't want to send troops in. We don't need to. We got the tech. We don't need to send troops in. That was 20 years ago. We don't need to do that anymore. We need to kill them to break the bond between the Democrat Party and the leadership of Iran so that the next presidential election, not the first, not the second, not the third, but the fourth assassination team sent by Iran will be trying to kill whoever the GOP candidate is. We can't have that. So let's finish them off. That is your history. And the founders, they'd have killed him months ago.